I mean, I assume John's coming back.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting in for the mayor is not able to make this meeting. This meeting is now called to order. The Niagara Borough Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Echo Park Press and other local newspapers on November 15, 2016. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilman Birdsall?
Here.
I'm here. Councilman Kelly?
Here.
Councilman Lanning?
Here.
Councilman Wexler?
Here.
Councilman Moon?
Here.
And the said Mayor Wong is not able to make this meeting. Now open this up, as we do every meeting, for remarks from the audience. This is a reminder that each comment is limited to 3 minutes. Yes?
I'm Pam Ross, 6th Peninsula. I didn't know if the noise ordinance is coming up for vote, because I didn't see it on here.
It's on there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, maybe at the end. I didn't get there yet.
Introduction.
Yeah, what I wanted to discuss or ask a question that I have a duplex, okay, and I just want to clarify something that is in the ordinance. If I am less than 50 feet away, am I allowed to make a noise complaint?
Less than 50 feet
from what?
From
your
my
duplex
dwelling.
Neighbor?
My dwelling.
The duplex neighbor?
Yeah, well, the duplex neighbor's right next to me.
Right, so. You're sharing a common wall with that neighbor, so that, okay. That there's a whole thing in there for common for dwellings that share a common wall. It's basic. That's based on the decibel meter, and
it wouldn't be if
that would be for music or anything
right.
else.
If you're separated with the same by a common wall or you're on the same property, your duplex neighbor is. The decibel reading is going to come into effect, really. For music and stuff like that, it would. But instead of talking excessively, 50 feet does not come into play. It specifically says that in there, that 50 feet doesn't come into play.
Okay, so if there's no music, and I'm in an apartment complex, and,
yes. yeah.
and I'm less than 50 feet away,
if you're complaining about
loud.
One of your neighbors in yeah. the complex, if a 50 feet does not apply.
It doesn't apply.
It does not. N-O-T.
Okay. So, if I am, say, at the Norderless, okay,
mm-hmm.
and then, say, Tommy's gets a little bit loud, okay, and I'm 50 feet, under 50 feet, say I'm 45 feet, can I complain?
Yeah.
You can complain, but it doesn't really...
No, you could complain, play. Because what would happen is, if you're talking about music...
No. Loud chatter.
Well, they would walk. Yelling. So they would walk more than 50 feet away and see if they could hear it from there.
So you have to be 50 feet away in that complex in order to complain.
Correct.
Yes.
That's basically to make.
No, I mean, you can always complain, but yes, in order to be a violation of this ordinance, yes, you would have to be more than 50 feet away. That's what they're measuring the noise violation for.
It's mainly due to the to our town residents. Our all of our homes are pretty much right on top of each other
yep,
in town.
Exactly.
I live in town. I'm one of those who lives in town. I live right around the corner from Harry's, so I dealt with a lot of the noise from the bands and everything last year. It wasn't an issue. But the main reason that we put in that 50-foot range into the ordinance is because we don't want neighbors complaining about, you know, somebody sitting in their backyard enjoying the summer, you know, having their family over, sitting in their backyard enjoying the summer till maybe, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning sitting out. Now, granted, that does not include after 10 o'clock. that's up until 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, that's when those ordinances start to come into play. That's where the loud yelling, any shouting, stuff like that, that still plays into account. That the shouting and the yelling does not cover the 50-foot, right? Mark, if I remember correctly?
If you're on the same property, 50 feet does not apply, period. Because it wouldn't make any sense.
It's on the same property.
You're on the same property for a duplex, you would not...
Well, she's not talking about that. She's talking about your neighboring property.
If you're in the Norlist and Tommy's is loud, say...
If you're within 50 feet...
1 o'clock in the morning and they're screaming and yelling...
If you're within 50 feet of the property line where the noise is emanating, this ordinance would not apply to you. If someone like the Nautilus, if you're talking about Tommy's, if 50 feet away, if you live 45 feet away and you call and make a complaint, but the police are probably going to...
Then it doesn't apply.
I didn't say that. What's most likely going to happen is they're going to walk five more feet and see whether they can still hear it. They're not going to say, well, you happen to, I mean, chief...
You're correct.
All right, yeah, the police aren't going to be silly and say, well, you're only 45 feet away, so you can't make this complaint. That's not going to happen. They're going to walk the five extra feet and see if they can still hear it.
Okay, well, then, all right, so then if you're, you know, living unfortunately right there, which I'm not, I'm saying...
Right.
Which is almost a 20-yard line on a football field, to go that far away, you really, you know, it's not very neighborly. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are those people going to rest at night?
I didn't understand it. I really didn't understand what you just said.
So I'm just saying, if you're, you know, if you're right there and you're overlooking Tommy's, there's yelling and screaming, 2 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're right there, unless you get up and you take a hike to the other end of the building, there's nothing you can do.
Well, I don't think the, if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, let me take a look at it. The shouting is not covered under the 50-foot range. So if there is shouting, I think that will still apply.
Will it, Mark?
That's our, what is it, the, what was the wording you used?
It's reasonably audible. I believe it's plainly audible.
Not plainly audible, it's...
Well, that's the definition in the, I don't know what you're referring to.
I don't have it in front of me, and I apologize. Does anybody have a copy of that?
I have the copy of the ordinance.
There was the quick...
Impulsive sound?
Impulsive sound, that's what it's called.
Well, I don't think shouting and yelling would be an impulsive sound. That would not be an impulsive sound.
Yeah, see, 146.7C, shouting, excessive shouting, screaming, or loud talking, peddlers, hawkers, vendors, patrons, or others who disturb the peace and quiet of the neighborhood. If you'll note, we don't have that 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. section in there.
Why?
So that would be covered.
Oh, it would be?
Yeah.
All right, so if I'm...
The 50 feet still applies.
50 feet still applies.
50 feet applies to everything.
So maybe we should just reconsider shortening that just a little bit.
I think if we shorten it too much, then...
Not too much, just a little bit. I mean, it doesn't cover those residents that are right there at all. I mean, not at all.
It's up to you. I don't have a problem.
I mean, you have to be kind of like a friendly neighbor in this town, I would imagine.
It would only be, I mean, to be honest, I mean, that would only be, I mean, the main complaint, personally, if we made it any shorter, that would be singling out Tommy's. I mean, I don't think we'll have too much issue with any of the other properties in town, as you said, because, you know, neighbors are neighbors, they're going to go and knock and...
So we're not going to accommodate the residents, we're just going to accommodate that one restaurant right now?
I don't think, no, that's not the case.
No, this ordinance is not designed to impact one business. This ordinance is designed for the town.
No, I know, I'm just...
So we can't design an ordinance specifically to impact Tommy's, which is what you're suggesting.
No, I'm not suggesting it. I'm trying to look at it,
You just said that we're trying to...
Helping residents.
You just said that we're designing this to help one restaurant, and that's not the case.
Well, it seems like in that one area, Tommy's is the main issue in town. I don't see any other restaurants. I don't see the old Harry's that loud.
First of all, we still have yet to open up Donovan's. We have still yet to open up Mad Hatter. We have had noise complaints about Eventide in the past with the bands outside. We have had noise complaints, a few, but not many, about Beach Walk with the bands outside as well. The band aspect, I don't believe that falls under the 50-foot, right? That's where the decibel rating.
No, everything is measured 50 foot unless you're on the same property.
But it's still, that's when the band ordinance, that's when the bands and music, that's where the decibel reading comes into. Otherwise, it's plainly audible and it's within 50 feet. And the primary reason for 50 feet is most of our properties in town are no more than 25 feet wide, maybe 30 feet wide in town, in the center of town. So that would mean within, and some of these houses are within 3 feet of each other. So, you know, I mean, if I'm sitting in my living room and I've got the TV up too loud, my neighbor could probably hear it 3 feet away and through both walls. I mean, and we don't really want that happening. We would rather have the town be more neighborly in the sense where if you're having, if your neighbor does have, is being a little excessive, first go knock. And then call the police. If it's a problem, then call the police. But the whole point is to be neighborly. And yes, you're right. I do feel that Tommy's does take advantage of the situation personally outside of this. But again, we have the rules in there and if they get enough complaints, they're gonna.
I could complain being as far away as I am. I mean, I could hear it and then.
But again, if you can hear it from where you live, it's well outside the 50-foot range.
Oh, well outside.
And they're gonna get hit and they're gonna get hit quite frequently with the fines. And when they start getting hit with the fines, that's when they're gonna start doing something about it.
Yeah, I think.
And that's the whole point of this referendum, is to hit them and hit them where it hurts.
I don't hear it as much as they do.
Pam, I think the logic is that there is a degree of, you're trying to set some sort of a standard as to from which point. If I can hear you talking from 50 feet away excessively, there's a problem. And I think that's why the 50-foot number is there.
I know, I just think.
You know, whereas, I understand you do.
We actually lowered it. It was
originally 100. And we lowered it to 50 to take.
We cut it in half.
Right.
Do you have a copy? Where you live, it actually, I mean.
She has a check.
The way it's written.
Yeah, she's read the whole thing.
Oh, no, it works for me. It doesn't work for others, you know? And I'm here just trying to help them out, you know? Some of them are elderly, some of them are sick, you know, and it's just.
But again, I just suggest that if you can, 50 feet is not really that big of a distance. It really isn't.
It's really not.
It's really not, I mean.
It's probably about twice the width of this room.
Exactly.
Like this way, twice the length of this.
About two and a half.
Right, so.
About 30 feet long.
Okay, so this is 30 feet long and he's an engineer, so he can do that in his head.
He can do that. Oh, yeah, so many times, yeah.
All right, well, I'm just asking just to consider to make it like 20 to 30, just to consider it, you know?
I think, I personally think that's a little too close, because I mean, you're gonna get people that are gonna constantly complain about stuff like that. And I, granted, I do feel for the people that live in the Nautilus, because Tommy's was not there prior to them moving in, or, you know, they were there before the Tommy's, so I do feel for them, but we do have to keep some kind of middle of the road. And like I said, we did drop it from 100 to 50 for just that reason.
And like we said before, you know, the Nautilus is more than 50 feet long. So if you're being that excessive, if I can hear it that loud at the end of the Nautilus, I'm gonna be able to hear it at 50 feet. Most likely.
So they'll just have to have like a nice gathering down there.
Well, yeah, I mean, just.
I don't think you need to do that. I think, again, if you're calling for excessive noise, I think as the chief just indicated, I mean, he's here, that if you're calling back excessive noise, they're gonna stand 50 feet back and see if they can still hear it.
And if they can hear it, they're gonna get hit with the fine.
They're gonna get hit with the fine.
Okay, well, hopefully everybody works together.
You have a copy of the ordinance between now and the next meeting when it's gonna be voted on. Can you write up something and get it into the borough clerk?
Sure.
You know, for your questions, that way we have a chance to review it.
Thank you.
Before the meeting itself.
And do note that if they have more than three violations within a 5-month period, there's possible jail time.
Oh, no, I noticed that.
So we're gonna hit them where it hurts. So that's the whole point. We don't want them screwing around. And we did 5 months purposely to cover from May to, you know, early May through September, October.
And I figured that, you know, the best I could do is record it, you know, on my phone, bring it with me when I go, if that gets to that point, to court, so somebody believes me, you know, because I have complained before in the past. And it was just like, oh, I don't hear anything. know?
Well, that's one of the main things about this ordinance, is that it changes the game, it changes the playing field in that department. Because now you have the power to do something yourself.
Okay.
Because it's always going to be subjective. What's excessive noise and what's not? That's one man's judgment. So.
That's why we put it within the 50-foot range too, because 50-foot range, 50 feet away is, you know, I mean, for one person that has really, really good hearing, that's right next door. Then you have somebody like me that's maybe a little bit, you know, a little bit shot in the hearing wise. I can be 25 feet and hear as good as you can from 50 feet, so.
What?
But if you do pass it the way it is, can you ever make an amendment to it down the road?
Of course. You always can amend an ordinance.
All right, and let's just keep in mind, we should consider the people that have been here a long time and that are elderly and that are sick.
We are.
I do, we did.
We absolutely did.
Any other comments, Pam? Remarks? Vessel 433, Ocean Terrace, Long Branch. I'll start on a good note. On the education front, Commission of Education ruled against Ocean Township so as to allow Lock Arbor to support, to pursue a ballot question for the withdrawal from Ocean Township. This occurred March 3rd of this year. So it's an optimistic point for Seabright in its efforts pursuing a referendum with the Shore Regional matter. And I'll leave that bright note with that. It goes a little downhill here. The budget introduced this evening. I recall the night that the buildings were approved. And all during that time, the quotes in the newspapers by various public officials in this room, that the parking revenue would be used for the buildings. I sat at the workshop and I heard the parking revenue will be now diverted to pay debt service. At that night, one of those nights at those council meetings, I had talked about revenue streams as far as these buildings. And I also talked about derivatives. I mentioned the fact that the revenue streams were not in place for the financing of these buildings. Further mentioned, okay, that going to alternative sources of further revenue, going into derivatives, was not the right way to go. The main revenue stream that this governing body was establishing for the buildings was the parking revenue. That's what the referendum was based upon. What has happened is, I sit in the budget workshop, and all in all, the parking revenue now is being diverted to pay debt service. This is disingenuous to the people of this borough that looked at a revenue stream to finance the buildings, and now that revenue stream has been compromised. Notwithstanding the fact, all the revenue streams to finance this building have never been identified. I stood at that budget workshop. We're going from 59.6 from last year to 60.7 this year. It's an overall 175,000 increase. There appears to be a dilemma with overstaffing of departments. Right. Admittedly, the borough is bank holding projects for Bulkhead, Seawall, Center Street, at present without government refunding. You're going to use the beach utility fund balance of $1 million to pay down the debt for the beach building. Okay, we can get away with that. But behind the budget, as you introduce it tonight, there are departments. I'm going to read a quote, particularly two departments, the police department and the fire department. And I'm not fearful to venture in those territories because I will. Declan O'Scanlon in this district stated in December, quote, "We must then have in areas where we get the greatest amount of savings. That area in many municipalities
is ripe for restructuring is their police departments." End quote. Then he goes further into shared services, state police, et cetera, et cetera. The fire department. "I see absolutely no high-rises in Seabright. And yet, I stood at a Capitol meeting and I heard, 3-4 years down the road, with my Capitol equipment, new engines, new apparatus for firefighting. And yet, Monmouth Beach has just made a shared services agreement with Long Ridge on a per-fee-hour basis for the use of their fire department. Why can it work for Monmouth Beach, which has high-rises, and it can't work for Seabright? This is behind the budget, the police and the fire departments." You got the point. I'm not going to go much further than that. I think some of those nights at those council meetings when I was chastised for not defining the revenue stream, particularly by an individual named Lou Raffetto of the Plaza, well, tonight he's proven to be wrong, okay? And he had fun chastising me at the meeting. So I'll make an open challenge to Lou Raffetto with his defining of the parking revenue in support of the building referendum. The night the budget gets adopted, Mr. Raffetto can come in here with his financial guru and cut a check for $120,000 to the borough of Seabright to make up for the loss of the parking revenue to finance these buildings. That's it.
Thank you.
That did go downhill. Fast.
Have any other remarks from the audience, please?
Oh, God.
And consent agenda, and a motion on the consent agenda. That includes the minutes and the resolutions.
How many motions?
Note the two resolutions were added, 65 and 66. I'm sorry, 66 and 67, if you have those.
I'll second the motion.
Roll call. Councilman Drexel?
Yes.
Myself, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamy?
Yes.
Councilman Lexing?
Yes.
And Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is the budget introduction. This is, again, the introduction. There will be a vote for actual approval will be on the meeting on April 18th. And before that time, Mr. Bascom, our finance officer, will be preparing and will present a detailed analysis, explanation, and reasoning for the budget. Just some basic numbers here. And just the point is, in this budget, this is the first budget where all Sandy-related financing from the state and the federal is no longer available. So this is on us, this entire budget. So that will explain what I'm going to say. There's a decrease in the appropriations of $677,000. Round numbers. That's approximately 10%, which is very significant. However, remember, this is helping to make up or costing us the loss of Sandy-related assistance. There will be a tax increase of $175,000. And this will, it's about a 1.9, but this will result in the assessed value for the town going from 5.96 cents to 60.7. Now, again, you say, why? How the appropriations are way down? How can the tax rate be going up? The difference is no Sandy-related assistance. So this is the adjustment. Again, a detailed description and presentation will be made on the 18th. I have a motion to approve the introduction of the budget.
I'll make the motion to introduce the 2017 budget.
Second. Roll call.
Charlie did.
You left the unit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Councilman Rosenthal.
Yes.
Councilman Keel, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
Yes.
Next on the agenda is the ordinance sections. We have the first ordinance, number 04, is a ordinance to exceed the municipal budget, establish a cap.
I'll move to open the public hearing.
Second?
Second.
I'll move to close the public hearing.
Is that, is anyone who's...
I'm sorry. Do we need a roll call? I'm sorry.
No. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keel? Yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
Yes.
And we can have a motion now, please, to close the public session, or the public hearing?
I so moved.
Second.
Roll call, Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keel, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
Yes.
We have a motion to adopt ordinance number 04, 2017.
So moved.
Roll call, Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keel, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
Yes.
Next on the agenda is the introduction of ordinance number 05, 2017, generically referred to as the noise ordinance.
I'll move to introduce the noise ordinance.
Second or not?
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keel, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
And what is this for?
To introduce the noise ordinance.
Introduce, yes.
Public hearing on April 4th.
I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear.
Okay, that's okay, yeah.
The next ordinance for introduction is ordinance number 6. And this is an ordinance having to do with maintaining vehicles and traffic. If you had a copy of it, it came, it didn't come in the package.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get that copy?
I'll move to introduce it.
A second on that?
Second.
Ordinance again, Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keel, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
Yes.
And that again will be voted on at the next council meeting on the 18th.
Fourth.
Oh, I'm sorry, on the fourth. The next ordinance for introduction is number 07, and it's just referred to generally as beaches. And if I could have a motion.
What does that actually pertain to? It's very bland.
It's, I'm sorry, we should add it at a little clarifier. It refers to the parking ordinance, but there were two sections of the parking ordinance. One was in the beaches, dealing with the municipal lot, and then we had a parking ordinance. We consolidated it, so we're deleting it from the beaches ordinance. And it's just go, all our parking ordinance will be in one.
Can we just, Joe, do you have the text? It's one line. Just want to read what there...
Yes. It just said, under beaches, it says, "Parking of automobiles on the parking lot of the municipal beach shall be permitted at a rate and in an hours to be fixed by the mayor and council of the borough of Seabright."
That's stricken now.
But it's going to be addressed in the general parking ordinance.
I have the same question. I printed it out. Like, in the future, we need to, like, show.
We will give you a markup copy.
I'll introduce it. The motion to introduce.
Second on that?
Second.
Roll call, Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keel, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexley?
Yes.
And Councilman Renner?
Yes.
We have new business vouchers, total of $695,786. The individual bills were listed in your packet. I'll make that motion to introduce that.
I'll second it, Jack.
And a roll call, this is roll call on the vouchers. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeley, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lanier?
Yes.
Councilman Lickston?
Yes.
And Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Next on the agenda, committee report, and first is Beach and Gardens. Councilman Lanier.
Thank you. Worked with Joe recently, because as Councilman Keeley said, with Sandy funding is expiring. But we still have about $500,000 in grants that we're working on, and some of them have pieces that have been reimbursed, some of them are still incomplete, but try to do a better job on keeping us apprised on what's left as we go forward. As far as the beach, we're at 98% of preseason sales compared to last year, so we're off a little bit. Don't know whether that's weather related or just get around to it kind of stuff, but 98% is favorable. Seniors are at 96% compared to last year, and on our beach boxes, the lockers, we're at 119%. We have 12 people on a waiting list that would like to get a box, and we're trying to figure out if there's a way to accommodate that. So that's all pretty good. I think we mentioned last meeting that the lifeguards this year are going to post safety lifeguards up in the Highlands. We're working with them on a handshake with, they're going to provide us some services and some fees, and we'll provide them the lifeguards, so they're not managing the lifeguards up there. We have a pretty good program, and people find that very favorable. We'll see what that expands to. And just on the dunes, we meet Saturday. Ira Schersheim has been working with Dave from Public Works to see what we're going to do here in March, hopefully in April. He's also submitted, there's a program in the state for free trees that we were awarded that we have access to them. Now we need to determine, do any of them pertain to our needs, right? They might have species that we could use on the dunes or other places in town, and I will submit for that. They generally have around 250,000 seedlings, but they're not trees. They're little guys that you have to take care of. We did plant them in the dunes on the backside, and they've done well. The dunes actually made it through the winter so far. While we have some damages, I know that Public Works has been out and trying to repair some of the snow fencing, and that's what we're going to do some more of once we have our dune meeting. And that's basically it.
That dune meeting, you said, is this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday we meet. We've been trying to get together earlier, but there were some personal things that got in the way, so, but it's this Saturday.
You remember before the bad storms in 92 were going, right, there were a number of very large trees on the east side of the seawall growing down by you?
Actually, by me, they did plant, the guy's name was Jim, I can't remember his last name, he planted these pines that, they stayed until Irene.
Yeah.
By the time Irene hit, they had been, you know, really affected, and then Sandy just took them to England.
Yeah.
So the new ones did grow.
Yeah.
They've doubled in size, and the grass held, but we have a lot of work to do. But the team is ready to go. They've been chomping at the bit to get out there.
Thanks. Thank you. Next is my report. Again, we talked about the budget introduction, and then the vote on the budget on the 18th will be preceded by a formal presentation. I want to make just an apology here to Mike. We had set up a finance committee meeting, and a couple of things went sour with the snow and the ice storm, so we canceled that out, but we'll work on another one here. But I apologize, Mike, because I know your schedule is tight. Just on the court, I called over to Carol, the court administrator. As you know, our court is now in Oceanport, but they actually meet in Shrewsbury. So it's a little bit of a tag show. But I called her, and she said they're very pleased with the new prosecutor. It's working out very well. Scheduling is going well. And if you're interested, the next court session is the 6th of April, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. in the morning at Shrewsbury. It's if you have a chance, it's worth going just to see how the process works, because when it starts, they're about 50 people in the room, and then they work their way down.
You go as a guest, or you...
I want to touch on the JIF. They are pushing, I shouldn't say pushing, but they are advocating very strongly the safety compliance program. If you don't have a copy of it, I'll get you one. It's very important for them. They're pushing it because they think there's a direct connection between a solid safety program and a reduced accident rate, and that's reduced premiums. So if you like a copy, I'll get that. And the Finance Committee slash JIF Committee will meet, and we'll go over that. And our chief, John Santino, has been working closely with them on this also. But it's a very good program. One other thing with the JIF, you know, we have this, not a requirement, but an opportunity for any elected official who attends a JIF program. They reduce $250 from our annual assessment. There is one tomorrow that qualifies, and that's at the Borough of Red Bank. It's at 5 p.m. and it takes about an hour. And that's over the Red Bank Municipal Building. So if you have a free hour, you want to go by and your credit. If not, they do have, I'm not the best one to talk about this, but they have online training. You can take the exact same course online right out of here in the Borough Hall. And I've done it last year with the help of Chris.
You can do that at any time, right?
Yes.
And you still get the credit?
Yes.
I can do it at home? I'll email you for the link, because I wasn't able to go this summer, so.
Yeah, can you send me one also?
I can take it for JIF.
What training was?
This is the training for the JIF we get. How much do we get off?
$250.
$250.
If you've ever governed anybody...
Email it to everybody.
Yeah, I would.
Seven of us.
You already went?
I went.
Good for you.
That's right.
But you can do it online, you don't even have to be...
Oh, you've forgotten me.
But sometimes I find it interesting to actually be there at the session, if you can, at Red Bank, because they're a little more expansive on different subjects.
But it's 5 p.m. in the Borough?
At the Red Bank Municipal Building, yes.
And it's quick.
Yeah.
It's a lot quicker than I expected. 45 minutes, you're out of there.
Yeah, they don't...
And it's worth it.
They don't...
It's worth the $250.
I've been through with them several times.
Oh, yeah.
Just not this year. So I need to do it. I know.
Other than that, progress. Next on our list, there would be personnel, and that's Mr. Lipstein.
Thank you, Mr. Keeler. Okay, I don't really have much for tonight. We adopted tonight, and I thank council for it, for allowing the farmers market to join the BSB. I think that's a good thing. It will help us continue to grow and grow as part of the business community in town. I think it's good, and we want to really facilitate that relationship. They seem excited to have us, and I think it's good that we're joining, and hopefully we can have them become more and more involved in the farmers market as time goes by. Other than that, I don't think I really have anything. Recreation, the Easter egg hunt is coming up. It's April 9th?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Sunday, April 9th, I think.
Brian just asked me yesterday, and I told him.
Sunday is the 9th.
Sunday the 9th. So that's the Easter egg hunt, and it's going to be April 9th at 12 p.m. at the Municipal Beach is going to be the Easter egg hunt. So that's always exciting, and we always get an incredible turnout for that. Other than that, we are working on another issue of the getting an issue of the Seabreeze out. So hopefully the goal is to get it out as soon as possible. We wanted to be by the end of March, and I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but by mid-April it should be out if all goes well. So that's a good thing, and we're trying to return back to quarterly issues. So other than that, progress.
Just one question.
Sure.
Is the egg hunt rain or shine, or is it...
Right now it's egg or shine. Right now it is rain or shine. I imagine that if it gets really bad, I think they had to delay it last year. Didn't it get postponed last year because of rain?
Right.
Yeah.
But that wasn't just a little drizzle.
No, exactly. So as of right now, that's the only date that I know of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You did say egg or shine.
I know I did. I said egg or shine.
Public safety.
All right.
Councilor Lemon.
First, I just want to thank Vince on education for that update on Lock Arbor.
Yeah.
That was a big decision made there, letting Lock Arbor out. That Ocean Township was trying to fight that, and that's definitely something that is positive for our future with Shore Regional. We did have a meeting scheduled with Shore Regional to talk about the referendum. It was scheduled for March 15th. but the storm that we had March 14th kind of knocked that out of the box. The next meeting that we have scheduled with them is April 6th, so we're looking forward to that meeting to see what they have to offer as far as giving us a referendum. And we know how to handle referendums. It's interesting because going to the Oceanport meetings, that's one of the things that they're working on with their new school is they're going to have to put together a referendum, you know, to see, you know, what the taxpayers want. And it's you can see watching them, right, Mark? I mean, it's not easy. It's they got a long way to go there. But and that's something else. Oceanport's next Board of Ed meeting is April 26th at 6:00 p.m. They're on Wednesday nights, and we need to keep an eye on that, on what they're doing over there. I know, did anybody go to the last one?
I wasn't able to go to the last one.
Yeah, I missed the last one too, so.
They introduced the budget at the last meeting, I know that.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so April 26th is the next Board of Ed meeting at Oceanport. On public safety, you know, we can't praise our first responders enough. They handled that storm. They were all right on target with everything, you know, keeping our town safe, keeping the people off the side streets. So I just want to thank them. Not much to report on library. We are going to have another organ recital the day before Mother's Day. And we're trying to get as many people to these recitals now so that we can promote our new library. That's kind of our new thing at these organ recitals. So hopefully we'll see some people there the day before Mother's Day. And that's it. Thank you. Progress.
Public Works, Councilman Virgil.
I don't have too much to report on. I think the Public Works Department did a great job with the storms that were up. I mean, they were here all day, even though we didn't really have too much snow, which was a good thing, not necessarily a bad thing. Did have some flooding that day, but it wasn't as bad as it has been in the past. A couple of the I was told a couple of the pump stations did have some issues, but they were able to get them sorted out rather quickly. They were pretty much right on top of it. We still have the job application out for the replacement for what was the new name of that position now?
Working foreman,
which is going to replace one of our employees that has left since then. One of our other employees is currently out for recovery during shoulder surgery, so we only had two guys on shift for that storm. So it's kind of a good thing we didn't get hit with that big snowstorm. So, but they did a great job with only the two of them. Streetscape is progressing. I believe the east side of Ocean Avenue is complete. The sidewalks and curbs are all complete on the east side. They're currently working on the west side. I believe they're right in front of the dive now. They're doing pretty well with keeping the traffic going in and out of the businesses as they progress, and they're progressing in stages, small chunks at a time, to kind of keep that down to a minimum. Keep the blockage of the businesses down to a minimum as much as possible. But they are progressing a little bit along rather quickly. We did just pass a referendum today to extend the streetscape progress, not a referendum, but a ordinance today to extend the contract amount for the streetscape. It's just they're a little bit behind schedule, but I think we're going to still be okay for this summer season and for at least the late spring. So what was the date they're looking at?
May 4th is the new completion date.
May 4th. It was originally April
14th.
So we're a little behind on that, so we're not doing too bad though. But hopefully they'll have everything in place and done and ready to go by mid-May.
That's a change order.
Or early May. Okay. Other than that, progress.
Thank you. And our last committee report is Seabright Recovery Capital Plan.
Can I just say one thing on the streetscape?
because we have that one event, April 29th here in town.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Right, so most of the streetscape is going to be finished before that date.
I think the only piece that's going to be, that they're still going to be working on is this, the north, the south end over here in front of Harry's and I guess...
Rory's.
Rory's now, in front of Rory's and the Black Swine. I think they're going to be probably right around, they should be done with that by the 29th, I believe, but they'll probably be still working on that corner in front of Rooney's and by the supermarket.
Should we mention that event?
Yeah, I should have, Charlie.
Yeah, I apologize, yes.
Yeah, it's my fault, I should have mentioned it. What's it in that?
It's April 29th. It's like a taste of Seabright. What are they calling it, John?
Sip and something?
Stroll?
Sip and stroll.
Sip and stroll.
It's going to be like a taste of Seabright, I believe it's $40. I believe it's $40, that includes the full map and...
Sip?
I get that.
I got that.
I'm not a sipper, but I get it.
Sip and stroll.
And stroll.
Stroll, okay. And so our streetscape will be 90% complete by April 29th in time for the sip and stroll.
I think they have a...
The deadline that we're going by is, it's going to be the one block there, which is between River Street and New Street, that's going to be the end of it. But the rest of the streetscape should be done by April 29th.
Sip and sample.
Sip and sample, I knew strip and stroll wasn't...
It's the sip, it is the sip and sample.
Sip and sample.
Which tickets are $40 and will feature 22 restaurants and shops. Tickets include a map, a keepsake tote bag, and transportation. If you complete the course and enter the passport drawing. And if you want to purchase tickets, go to visitseabright.com or call 732-842-6682. And that's being hosted by the businesses of Seabright. It's amazing. I think it's going to be a great event.
Got that, Liz?
I don't think the paver blocks will be in by that point, but we'll see. But that shouldn't.
We just got to get like them orange fences.
That shouldn't impede the travel.
Right.
Sip too much.
That's really providing transportation.
Captain Kelly?
Well, thanks, Jack. Yes, the one update is that the community center went back out to bid. So, you know, we should receive all the bids, and then we should be awarding the winning bid in early April, so we can move forward on construction of the first of two projects and stuff from that progress.
Brian, on that note, I do have a question. I noticed that the seawall project got delayed back again. How's that going to affect that project?
Well, unless Brian, you want to speak to it,
The short answer is the pavilion building should be able to go to construction independent of the seawall construction activity. They're both designed to be standalone and independent of each other, even though when they both get close to completion, they will mesh together. But the seawall can get started and finished without the pavilion building ever getting built. And the same goes for the pavilion building.
It's not enough jet area that goes up and over?
That's correct. Everything is designed that if the pavilion building goes first and it gets finished before the seawall even starts, it can be a standalone project that will be able to be completed without any disruption.
Yeah, and that first came up maybe 2 years ago. It was a good question, was that we had what happens if the two conflict with each other? And that's
why. Yeah, because I know we got that deck that's going actually over the seawall, and it'd be kind of hard to put a seawall in after the deck's in.
Yeah, and that was discussed at a pretty recent meeting. You might have been at that night.
Yeah.
We discussed that the one thing you can hold off on is putting the deck on, as Fran said.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, it came up a few years ago because we saw that potential conflict coming down the pike, so we should be fine.
Is there a tentative date on the seawall, or is that still way up in the air?
It's in litigation, right?
It's up in the air.
Yeah.
In terms of awarding the contract and moving forward to a pre-construction meeting, it's up in the air.
I think it's before the appellate division.
It's been heard. They expect either this week or next week to have the decision.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah, that's another reason why I brought it up. Thank you.
Ray Long did not give me a report to transmit to yourself. kept on this, and we have an executive session.
Oh, we should clarify by that, by the way, that no one's suing Seabright in that litigation. It's the...
It's the two contractors.
Right, it's the state, right?
Who's the real low bidder? Who was the actual low bidder?
With the DEP.
Correct.
Not with us.
Not with us.
Okay.
Nothing to do with it.
We're in the clear. Just want to emphasize that. Yeah, three reporters in the room.
Here we go. No, sir.
All right. Motion?
Make the motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Captain Dodoff.
Yes.
Captain Keenan, yes. Captain Kelly.
Yes.
Captain Ryan.
Yes.
Captain Lexman.
Yes.
And Captain Rooney.
Yes.
And we should make clear that we are not coming, that when we come back, we'll just adjourn.